You've seen them preaching on the pulpit. Now get to know them better. Get to know your local pastor on Glorious Morning. AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Indeed, that's where you're at, getting to know our local pastors, what we are about to do this year's Adventist World Radio SID Media with me, your host, Derek Viria. Thank you so much for being with us. And today, as we are celebrating the men, the women who have dedicated their lives to serve in God's vineyard, in God's ministry, we want to shine the spotlight on Mfundisi Ngwenya, who joins us now on the line, Pastor Prisha Ngwenya, to talk to us and to have us know him a little better as we profile him this Friday. Mfundisi, good morning to you and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Morning. How are you?
No, doing okay, Pastor, and your side?
God is good.
Thank you.
No complaint. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and the listeners in such a capacity. I think it is quite an honor for us to have you in our midst. And Mfundisi, we are going to be spending a few minutes getting to know you, dropping the title of your pastor. Maybe we'll pick it up a bit later on. But we want to first off getting to understand who Prisha Ngwenya is, your background, your history, where you grew up, your family, where you went to school, what your aspirations were. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, as you have mentioned, that my name is Pastor Bonginkosi Mvugu Prisha Ngwenya.
Yeah.
I grew up in an area called Empangi, Padlangezwa. And at the age of 16,
mm-hmm.
I then had an opportunity to stay with my uncle,
okay.
who was an Adventist.
Mm.
So the man had Bible studies with me, and the other uncle of mine was a pastor in the Adventist church. So somehow these guys had a great positive influence in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I accepted the Adventist message. And 1974, I was baptized.
Mm.
And 1982, I went to Bethel College to start a theology diploma at the time. And 1984, I started my ministry. And 87, I went to Solusi to do my third and my fourth year. So that's how long the Lord has been leading life.
Yeah.
Right now, at some stage, I was the president of the KNFC,
mm-hmm.
and currently I am at the SAU where I serve as SSPM director. And my greatest passion,
yes, sir,
is to see people connecting with Jesus. That there's nothing to me that matters more than that, to see people saying yes to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I believe that all of us, when we say yes to Jesus Christ, we are also saying yes to his mission. Yeah, each one of us is saved to serve others. We are not there to add membership. I mean, to add our names, but is to add others again, so that through me, as I have been found,
yeah,
through me, others must also be found.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
What a story. What a story. But I want us to just go back to the beginning of Mfundisi. Quite a profound, I loved the names as you gave them to us, but I want to come back to the name just now. You gave mention to how your uncle is the one whom you stayed with as you got into your teens. So at home, what were you going to church? Was it a Christian believing family? Where were you currently worshiping? Were you worshiping?
Yes, I was born in a Christian environment. My
mm-hmm.
mom was a devout Christian,
mm-hmm.
but not an Adventist.
Okay.
We were connected with the Zionist.
Okay.
Zionist people, they love the Lord. But I tell you, there's no theology.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no theology at all, but they are good Christians, and the theology is not there. Yeah. So, fortunately, while I was there, I just happened to love the Lord with all my heart. So I was just thirsty. So when my uncles shared the truth, then they found a fertile ground.
You were ready to study God's word.
That's right. And it was so exciting. So marvelous. Exciting.
When you were then growing up, Mfundisi, your primary education, your high school education, where did you do that? And what was the goal? I mean, when you're in school, yes, you might be loving the Lord, but seldom is that the direction that people are wanting to take to say, I would serve for life. Usually there's other goals. I want to be a pilot. I want to be an engineer. Those kind of things. Where did you go to school, and what was the aspiration when you were in your schooling days?
I went to school. Well, there are a number of places where I went to school, but the last school I attended, the high school, was at Menzi High School in Durban.
Okay.
That's where I matriculated. Well, the first desire in my life was to be a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of my uncles, somehow after identifying, you know, not the gift, but the calling that was in me.
Mm.
He said, my son, you'll be a good teacher, but you'll be the best pastor.
Wow. Okay.
Somehow God placed that man in my life. At school, and at Menzi High School, again, I enjoyed witnessing.
Okay.
And I was attending Umlazi SDA Church. And again, people will ask, you are finishing matric, but what are you doing after this? Whenever I said anything else besides ministry, people were just disappointed. I thought, you know, and unfortunately, it happened that both my names have a lot to do with ministry. The first name, Bonginkosi. You know, when my parents received me from the Lord, we thank the Lord for this man. Then my last name is Preacher, and I just love preaching.
And maybe let's touch a bit, since you're already there, let's somehow clear this one out, Mfundisi. You know, when I first saw a poster of an event that you're going to be facilitating, I thought that they are saying, no, the preacher is going to be this man preacher. He's a preacher. His name is Ngwenya, Preacher Ngwenya. No. Actually, that's your name, your actual ID name. What were the parents? Were they already kind of, you know, they say there's much in a name, right? Were they already kind of foreseeing and professing this blessing upon your life? Yes. This one is going to be a preacher.
Yes. And I'm telling you, the people that gave me these names were not Adventists.
Wow.
But my mom was so proud of me that I love the Lord, you know, and whenever she had an opportunity to witness, she will never forget to mention that my son, we were five in the family.
Yeah.
And my mom would single me out to say among my kids, this one loves the Lord. So, you know, the Lord saw me before I saw me myself.
Yeah. Amen.
And
amen.
Somehow he channeled me the best way, so that at the end of the day, I am what the Lord. You know, I've had challenges in my ministry, and I had other job offers. I love prison ministry.
Okay.
As we talk now, I'm just visiting one center here.
Okay.
I love prison. One time I was approached to say, man, you can be a good chaplain. And the salary that they were going to offer me was 4 times what the church is giving.
Oof.
But for me, ministry was not about salary, but it was about the joy and the peace in serving the Lord. That's it. That's it. And maybe right there, every Adventist, everywhere, we should be an extension of God's hand. God should use us to touch others so that as there are so many people who are just like what I was, looking for the truth, looking for more spiritual depthness.
Yeah.
So most of us, we just enjoy what we are, but without having the desire to share with others.
Yeah, may God help us, Mfundisi, that we are moved to that kind of an understanding to say it's more than, it's a work that is involving the things that are of eternal worth, right? The value of it. We usually look at these things at a monetary value, like you're saying, it's a 4 times more than what I'm currently getting. That's a no-brainer, the young ones would say. I know where I'm going. But you're saying, no, I looked at it from a worth perspective to say, where is the value eternally going to be found? And we really appreciate that. So Mfundisi, talk to us then. When you then opted to say you're moving faiths, leaving the family faith, as it were, the Zionist denomination, and joining this Adventist, how did that sit with the family? Your parents, yes, they loved the Lord, but sometimes this switching religion thing or church thing, it can become a bit dicey. How did they take it?
I never had any opposition. Instead, because mom's family, my uncles were Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, so my dad, by the way, in 1972, I lost my mom. Mm,
sorry.
And one thing that is really troubling me, up to now, is, hey, the woman that prayed for me, the woman that gave me this name, is not there to see how far her own side went, as far as education, as far as the ministry.
Yeah.
I have opposition instead. Yeah, it was an encouragement. By the way, when I was now an Adventist, as I was witnessing, I remember spending few hours with a family that was Zionist.
Okay.
And they just asked me, begged me, can you come and be our pastors? And they placed the bank books to say, we have so much money and we want to hand over all of this. I was not, yes, financially I was struggling, but I was never tempted.
Yeah.
Never tempted.
Oof. But we really appreciate that the family also supported you as you went into this ministry. So you've been in this, Mfundisi, your ministry, like you said, starting off in 84. That's all 40 years of service. What's been some of those highlights that you can say when you went through this time here, you were just reconfirmed, if you will, that yes, I made the right call. Indeed, I was called to this work. What's some of those great moments in your walk with Christ, in the work, in the ministry?
Thank you so much. You know, my brother, you know, there are some of us that are in the ministry just for the sake of loving the ministry. But there's nothing in them, there's nothing that they do that match the requirement, the expectation of the ministry. So the men just love it, but there are no fruits. That's why part of the checkpoints, whether we are called or not, people outside yourself must confirm the gift that they see in you. It must not just you who want to be the thing. You know, the highlights I'm the Lord have used me in bringing a lot. A friend of mine was just reminding me that I did not only start churches, I also started districts where there were not a single Adventist. At the end, there were districts.
Amen.
You know, so all of this, even when at times, not all the time, at times when I'm preaching, when I'm done, I would wish that somebody was recording my sermon so that I too can benefit, listen to myself. There are times when I listen to my sermons after some time, and then I'll say, wow, was this me? Did I say this? Because you can tell that this was not me.
Yeah, yeah, the blessing that the Lord has put upon your work there. Yeah. We thank the Lord. But surely, as with anything that happens this side of Christ coming, Mfundisi, it's not all roses, in as much as you have got several confirmations of you being in the right place. What have been some of those low moments that you are like, hey, you know what, maybe if I had gone to that teaching thing, maybe it would have been better for me?
Hey, thank you so much, son, for that question. You know, when I went to Solusi to do my third and my fourth year, I was from a district that no pastor went there and came out happy. That district was a pastor's killers. When I went to Solusi, part of me was saying, hey, just do a minor in education. But, man, because the call was so deep, it was just a moment, and that thought was gone again. And I remember Dr. Sosi saying to me, who called you?
Okay.
You know, at times, the devil will use even your colleagues, your other pastors. Some of them, they are just jealous that they were there long time, but you are coming, you are shining like the brightest star in the sky, you know? Yeah. So then there was a time when I was the president now of the conference. And somehow I was not re-elected. You know, and I looked at it as, my time has come.
Okay.
Yeah, I just looked at it that way. But later on, stories spread up that there were few that were like, hey, how long will Ngwenya be in the... Because before I became the president, I was the field secretary, sort of like a vice president.
Okay.
So how long will this man, so we just want to see a change, you know. So so after that, you know, as a human being, I was really emotional, challenged. But I said to myself, I did not. And it was at that time when the offer was made, come and be the chaplain. But I said to myself, I cannot. I'm called here to be a pastor. I will die.
Which institution was calling you to
be? I must tell you that August next year, I'll be retiring. I thank God that come whatever storms, there was no storm that was storm enough to redirect my course of life.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'll say, son, if you don't have challenges in the ministry, that will challenge your calling. You must know you are not minister enough.
You're not doing it the right way.
You're not doing the right way.
I like that. You said, Mfundisi, that they almost snatched you there for chaplaincy. Which institution was that?
Well, It was the correctional service.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was the correctional services. To me, it was enough to minister to the inmates. I didn't want the admin work, because it puts you have to belong to every other denomination, because you know. Yes, but here I'm coming as an Adventist.
Yeah, I hear you. So, Pastor, you've been now in this work for many years. Perhaps somebody there who also has the upbringing like you, they're coming out from a Christian family, everybody's encouraging them to go into the ministry, but perhaps there's a voice whispering to say, why don't you try something different? And they are wondering, should I not? What would be your encouragement to such a one? You've been here, you're almost retiring. You just mentioned that next year you're calling it a day. How would you encourage such a one? You've been in the ministry, that's all you know, basically. Been there, done that, what would be your testimony?
Well, I would encourage people to pray and let the Lord lead, you know. When the Lord calls, the Lord does not just call you. When He calls you, there will be doors closed all around. There will be doors closed all around. Some doors will be closed, but when you approach them at the right time, the doors will be open. The Lord Himself will open. Can I tell you?
Yes, sir.
That after Bethel, I went to Solusi. Solusi, I went to Helderberg under Andrews University to do my MA. You know, I don't remember paying a cent.
Wow.
But the Lord was just opening doors after doors. I missed my PhD because the first time when I was ready for it, I was called to be the president. The second time when I was about to be, then I was called to the union. So I missed it twice. So now I'm retiring next year and I'm saying, do I really need it?
Maybe just for your own, Mfundisi, to say, you know what, I've been there, done that.
You're right.
Amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for your time and this morning. You told us about where you grew up. You told us about the family you grew up in. Your siblings, you were five at home, you said. Currently, what's the family set up? Yaka Mfundisi, the family he calls his own?
Well, I'm married to Sibongile.
Okay.
And the Lord blessed us with two beautiful girls, Ngobile and Sabulisiwe. And Ngobile is an admitted attorney.
Okay.
And Sabulisiwe needs just two more, if not three modules, also to be an attorney. So, and then we were blessed with a grandson, Ulebone, who is now 10. And then Ngobile is married to the Ngube family. So the family is growing.
Wonderful stuff. And at home, I hope Mfundisi is not I know his name is preacher, but he's not a preacher all the time at home. What does the pastor do maybe just to pass some time with the family and them, some of those exciting hobbies and things that people do?
My family... We love to exercise.
Ah, okay.
We love, yeah. Right now, I'm into cycling. And my grandson is also doing it with me. And we like to skip, doing skipping. And I used to run Comrade Marathon. Yes. So now, with age and with some injuries, I do it. But I just like short distances. With the cycling, I do long races, you know, and I love it. So we are a good family.
Marvelous stuff. No, that's exciting.
Well, I'm blessed.
Indeed,
indeed. Yeah, I'm blessed.
No, thank you so much, Pastor. Mfundisi, I'm then going to give you an opportunity then as we wrap up our morning to just maybe share an encouraging word and then pray with us as we close off today. Ooh, my pastor's network there. Mfundisi, do we have you?
Come on.
Oh, yes, I was just saying I'm going to just then request you to just maybe give a final encouraging word and then pray with the listeners as we close off our session together.
Thank you, thank you. I want to say to our listeners, once in a while, we go through storms in life, but it is in storm where we see the power of the Almighty God, the presence of the Almighty God. Never give up.
Oh, yes.
Just hold on until the storm gives you a testimony of how powerful God is. Yeah, let me pray then.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we have a powerful God who matches all the storms that are more than our match. I pray for every listener, whatever they are going through, that Father, they will see your hand. And when they are through, they will love you more than they loved you before. May their prayers be answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thanks, Muruti. May God bless you. Until we chat again next time, keep well and all the best with the final year of your ministry.
Thank you so much. God bless. I enjoyed every moment of talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Same here. Same here.
You've seen them preaching on the pulpit. Now get to know them better. Get to know your local pastor on Glorious Morning. AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.